Prepare your home and property. Preparation of your home and property is an essential key throughout the year to ensure that you, your property and your family survive. A well-prepared home is more likely to survive a bushfire than one that hasn't been prepared. Even if you leave early, there is a greater chance that your home will be saved if you have undertaken preparations. There are various ways in which a house can burn during a bushfire. Radiant heat ahead of the fire front, burning debris falling on the building, and direct flame contact. Research has shown that the biggest cause, however, is sparks and embers landing on or near your home that can trigger a fire before and hours after the bushfire has passed. Sparks and embers enter a home wherever there is a gap, such as under roofing tiles, under the floor in crevices, windowsills and vents, and under verandas. Starve the fire by clearing vegetation and rubbish away from your home and using non-flammable building materials. Create a defendable space by carefully managing trees close to your home and reducing vegetation for 20 metres. Fill the gaps where embers might enter or catch. Protect your asset with adequate home and contents insurance. In the garden. Reducing the amount of vegetation on a property is one of the most critical components of preparing for bushfires. Measures that should be taken before the fire season include removing dead branches, leaves and undergrowth from around your home, especially under trees, pruning tree limbs that are lower than 2 metres above the ground or overhanging your home, reducing, removing and managing vegetation such as long grass within 20 metres of your home and within 5 metres of any sheds and garages, removing bark, heavy mulch, wood piles and any other flammable materials close to your home and sheds. There are various other measures that can be taken in the garden to protect your home. They include installing a sprinkler system to wet down the vegetation and your home to reduce the impact of radiant heat, sparks and embers. All fittings should be metal as plastic melts. Ensuring access to an independent water supply such as a tank, dam or swimming pool of at least 5,000 litres. Do not rely on mains water being available during a fire. Installing a petrol or diesel driven water pump. Making sure hoses are long enough to reach around your home. Using a stone wall, earth barrier, or fence close to your home as a radiant heat shield. Planting lower flammability vegetation, including plants and trees with high water and salt content. Developing a well-managed vegetable garden, as it can act as an excellent fuel break. Planting trees and shrubs with space between them so they do not form a continuous canopy. Bushfire ready bonus. A bushfire ready property with excess vegetation removed or reduced creates a larger and more attractive entertaining space.